So maybe before the initiation, I didn't have the text today. Usually there's a, before you begin the retreat, there's an instruction, text, you see, advising how to do retreat. Then there's the one text preliminary for the the nearing retreat. That means the the evening time, you see, late in the evening time, how to begin the retreat. So the, there's a basic thing, but then there's a, depending on which deity, you have an instruction like that, what things to do at the beginning of the first day, the late evening, you see, when you begin the retreat. So there's a called Lerung Ngondro, the preliminary for the Lerung, enabling action retreat. Lerung is the enabling action retreat. So preliminary for the enabling action retreat. So that's only the, that's only when you begin the retreat, how to do it, see. So usually that's like this. So I do have the text, but not here. Do have the text, the, you know, the instruction how to do retreat, along with the commentary, things that, I mean, along with the Jenny Sadhana, things like that, but not here, after house or Kapan. So anyway, there's some basic, some similarity, there's some basic things. So I can do that. Some basic things, there was also in the Lower Tantra, so I didn't get the text. I sent to Kapan Library, but my writings were bad, so then he sent the initiation text, but not the, preliminary for the enabling action retreat, you see. Maybe possible, doesn't happen, I'm not sure, yeah. So some basic thing, but a copy from, there's a text about Jugini, you see, retreat, so there's some basic ones copied from there. Not everything, of course, that doesn't fit. That's called the Heart Sound, that's about Jugini, particularly related to this. So that, okay. So maybe we'll do that first, and then do the initiation. Supposed to be one sadhana should be done, you see. When you begin to retreat, that's not counted. The next day you count. What you do in the evening, that's not counted. The retreat man. So that's the beginning. Why you begin to retreat in evening time? That's because you see, Ngondo preliminary for the enabling action retreat, that's you begin before sunset, you know, because I'm trying to finish the preparation. Then after sunset, then you take some rest. Not going to the beach. Take some rest. I'm joking. Yeah. Take some rest, then you see after sunset, then you begin the sadhana, say like that. But this man will not count, but only the next day you count. So that's how normally it's done. So then if it's a higher tantra, the mother tantra, then you do offering also that night. So here, we do the motivation later, not now. So I think we just quickly get done this, okay? We just do the Sangha Chodan Tsoki Chodan, okay? So just that. But maintaining that, okay? Not just the words, but maintaining that. Sāyīndi chītāṁ sāyīdi jāyī nāmā lā Sāyīndi jāyī mādhu yīndāṁ How wonderful it is if all the sentient beings abide in equanimity, discriminating some sentient powers, or devoid of the hellish equanimity, devoid of hellish anger, just discriminating some sentient beings far, some closer. And so, even though I mentioned one time, but you can think in your heart, you know, I mean, 2-3 times, I mean, you can think over and over, okay? I generate that feeling. May they abide in the equanimity. I will cause them to abide in equanimity. So they have to take responsibility on yourself. Not only living up to prayer, but you see, but you're yourself doing something for that. So taking responsibility. Not living up to not only wishing, not only prayer, but you're doing, the third one is yourself doing something for that. So taking responsibility. I will cause them to abide in equanimity. So numberless helpings, numberless hankos, numberless animals, numberless human beings, numberless surabhi, numberless surabhi, intermediate beings. Every single sentient being to abide in equanimity. That will come, that I will cause, that I will do it. So this is not only beginning when you do sadhana or practice, on the cushion, sitting on the cushion, not that, but what it means, but what it means is that in the daily life, not only when you begin the sadhana, thing it is, but what it means is that this is what you're going to, what you're going to live your life, or this is how you're going to help others, sentient beings, you know. So taking responsibility on yourself. So that to remember this in the daily life it's become extremely important. So if it doesn't relate to you, if it doesn't relate to our daily life, so that, then you see, then it has no meaning. Oh, I'm going to do this. It has become words. It has no meaning. So it has to. It means it has to relate to our daily life. That you see. So you know, so this is what one is going to do. You see. As we are living in this world with the, you know, in this world with all the human beings and animals, you see, the six different types of sentient beings, living together in this world, okay, on this earth. Living together on this earth, so this is what I'm going to do. See, so we have to understand. This is not just only you think this way when you begin the sadhana or some retreat. Not that when you begin sadhana, what you're promising is daily life. I say. How you're going to live the life with the other. So, you know, the companion or husband, wife or friend with whom you're living, and the family that you're living, the children and the parents, whatever, the family member that you're living together, how you're going to do. How are you going to deal with him? How are you going to deal with the neighbors? How are you going to deal with the country people? People in the country. How are you going to deal with? How are you going to live life with the country? Your country people. So many there's so many millions of people there, and in the city, in the country, and in the world. You know, in all the country, different country people, different nationality, different. So they say. Yeah, different nationality, different language, different culture. So how are you going to live life? How are you going to live the life, you know, with the old, with the young people, you know? Okay, so all kinds. So how are you going to live the life in this world? Not only human beings, but also with the animals, you know? So I mean, the six types of the sentient beings on this earth. So it is said that in the Abhidhamma Kosha, the ordinary hell beings also in the human realm, in the human world, so about the in the certain measurement, you see the and they're from above earth, you see. So like they mentioned, when the karma is ripened, you see. So that when the karma is ripened, then you get upon there, you see that the measures of them, you know, held them, then also the young ghosts, you see that. I thought I heard something like this, Buddha Gaya, you know, this. On the top, Buddha Gaya, you know, the stupa, where Buddha, where the 1,000 Buddha show enlightenment, so Buddha down, you see, measures, you see, man plus the hell, sort of something. So they, I guess, I don't know, so maybe to offer purification of measures. I thought I heard something. Anyway, chat, you know. Anyway, about this kind of karma. So when your karma to see impure, to see suffering, to see impure and to experience, and that happens. When your impure karma, negative karma is purified, then when you have pure karma, then you have pure view. So it doesn't come from your mind. When your mind is pure, you see pure. You see pure energy just wherever you are. Wherever you are, you see. Like Gautama, because Chekawa, he's been praying all his life to be born, in hell. Gautama Geshe Chekawa, he's been praying, this Tibetan great mentor, Gautama Geshe Chekawa, you know, follower of Lama Dicha. Gautama Geshe, Gautama Geshe Chekawa, he's been praying all his life to be born in hell for sentient beings. But when he was going to die, then you see the pure realm happened just there, where in the hermitage, you see that vision, that pure vision happened, you see, pure realm, you see. So because he's a bodhicitta, due to his bodhicitta, you know, strong bodhicitta, so unbelievable, you know, his compassion to others, you know, strong bodhicitta wanted to be born in hell for sentient beings. So then, actually, when he was dying, then pure vision happened, pure land, you know, vision of pure land happened, you see, seeing just wherever he is, sort of like that. So when you, that's the most powerful purification, such a great compassion, sacrificing yourself for other, to be born in hell for others, you know, for sentient beings. Of course, that's the most powerful, you see, what's the means of purification, collecting the most extensive merits, you see. So it's a quick way to achieve full enlightenment. So that's so, yeah, like this. So you see. So when your mind becomes pure, then you see just wherever you are is there. It's pure land. So that I see. So that so then when you mind is impure, you know? Then you see the impure vision happens. So, like you see, when the karma to suffer hell realm, then when the karma is happened, you see, then you see hell just there. You can experience that. So even here, right now, here, right here now, you see this is a view how we see here trees and gardens, you know, all these. This is us human beings' karmic view, you see. But devas who have collected much more merit, and they see much more beautiful than what we see right here. What they see is much more beautiful, many more enjoyments, much more beautiful, much more, say, clean, or say, oh, much good. You know, I mean, say 100,000, millions of greater enjoyment, much more beautiful than what we see here. You see, in their view, this, those who have so much merit collected, and that. Then of course, in the view of the Buddha, Buddha see our view, and also and their own view. You see. So what this place here appears to the Buddha most pure, see, most pure, you see, appears to the Buddha and the nature of the, even this nature of great bliss and bodies, you see, non-dual bliss bodies, to the Buddhas, okay. Most pure. So in Tibetan, it's Kanang Thakparam Jan. So whatever appears to Buddha, whatever appears to Buddha's senses, you see, everything pure. Thakparam Jan, you see, limitless, you see, limitless pure purity, you see. So highest quality of the purest, okay? The same place here. And then the pathas, they see the place where we are, what we see here, you know, trees, you know, I mean, ground and say, road like that, you see, what we see here, they don't see that. They don't have that clean, kind of that pleasant, even what we see, what view, what we have, they don't have. They're hungry ghosts, animals, you see, hungry ghosts, they don't see this way. Hangul Ghost, Hangul Ghost, the place where they are is like copper, you know, the copper land, like copper, and burned by sun like that, so hot. With the copper, you know, copper material, you see, burned by sun. See, like how you feel that, so hot, you know, to walk on that. I can imagine how hot it is. So like that, for dim, even the moon become hot, as mentioned in text. For us, cool, but they're hot for dim. So it's calm, I see. And then the place, we see beautiful trees, but they don't see that. They see a log of trees, it's burned by fire. I don't know in the West, but Nepal, I remember, the Solukhumbu, where I lived 7 years, not where we are, but you go down, you see, where you go down, then more where corn grows, banana grows, you see, more hot. Our place is cold. So you go down to the days down. Then when you go down, there's many trees burned by fire, you know, many trees kind of, there are many trees, a lot of trees burned by fire. There's many, like that, kind of not kind of unpleasant view, you see. So a lot like that. So very unpleasant, very hot and very unpleasant like that. So then, yeah, no beauty, you see. And then, yeah, then could not find even drop of water, even mark of water on the ground, cannot find for hundreds, thousands of years. Could not find even mark of water on the ground. So there's a, and then yet you constantly suffer hunger, heavy suffering of hunger. I mean the thirst, you see. Could not find even one spoon of food. Could not find. So therefore, those sentient beings, our mother sentient beings, those numberless, our mother sentient beings, who be our mother numberless times, and being kind, you know, gave the body, and then during that time, you know, protected life, also life from danger, each day, hundreds of danger, she protected, being mother and protected, you see, your life. And I'm not talking only during the preta, born when they were preta, that you're born, you see, I'm not talking only that, but even when they're not preta, you see, when born human beings, you're born, you see, and born as animal, you're born to them, you see. I mean, I'm talking about that, you see, all kinds, you see. I mean, all kinds of rebirth, I'm not talking only just born to them, only when they're preta, not like that. So, yeah, there are many different rebirths. Then you're born to them, yeah, but mother, numberless times, okay, which is rebirth, that. Depending on taking birth from womb, and then they were mother, giving you different those, birth, you see, numberless, even that, not just one time, but numberless from beginningless rebirth, okay? Numberless from beginningless rebirth, all of that, for each of those pratha beings, okay? Each of those pratha beings, okay? Even depending on mother, even being pratha and you're born from that, numbers. Each one did numbers, and then being born human being, being born human being from them, numbers, and the animals, the different animals, all that. Okay, so, and then you see, gave education, you know, then protected one's life from, kindness, you know, gave education, laid in part of the world, you know, then numbers. The next one day, bear so much hardships for you. when they happen once for mother, then they bear so much hardships for you. They suffer so much for your happiness. And they create so much negative karma for your happiness, for your well-being. You know, bear so much hardships, that's one thing. They suffer so much for you. Exhaustion, all that. I mean, it's a mental worry, maybe physical exhaustion, suffering so much, you know, mental physical, so they suffered. And then the then Kriya Kama so much. So Kriya Kama unbelievable. So much. Then of course they had mistakes. They were born in the lower realm because they're trying to take care of you, you know, for your well being, see. They were born in the lower realm number of times, suffered. You know, hell, hungers, animals born numerous times and suffered. Those animals were suffered, they experienced numerous times. You know, this is what they have no choice, you see. With karma, you know, they create karma, you know. With ignorance and attachment, they create karma for your well being, you see. So, because they have delusion, you see. Do not know Dharma, do not practice, do not have realization, sorry. Okay, so that. So then you see, so because of that, then you see, unimaginable ignorance, so they, you to take care of your brain, then so much in karma of the Buddhist mind, and they experience in the lower realm, they're born in the lower realm, experience suffering, you know, numberless times. This eight hot suffering, all that, you know, the animal and the product, they suffered for you. They suffered, you see, numberless times. Even Buddhist omniscient mind cannot see the beginning, how much they suffered for us, how much they suffered for you. You see. As a most unimaginable from beginning to the end. You see, if you don't get liberated from samsara, if you don't try something, you see, to get liberated from samsara, especially in this life now. So this is a one-time opportunity, but just about one-time opportunity we have. Not only precious in the body, which is extremely rare, but most rare perfect in the body. As you see, the word, you know, I met a virtuous friend who's been the whole path of enlightenment without missing. And then you see, it was not just only one, but many, you see. Then including the generosity of his own Dalai Lama. So, they may not be great, you see. They're great, you know, Geshe's, or they're great, you see. Very highly qualified, they were known, you know. That were very qualified. So, I remember Dhamma, not only that Mahayana teaching. And then even that time, you know, not just Mahayana teaching Pramayana, but even Mahayana section and the Vajrayana, the quick path of enlightenment, then even the highest tantra, the quickest path of enlightenment. So can you imagine, this is something which is impossible, something usually is so unbelievable, most rare, unbelievable. That doesn't happen for so many eons, you know. A lot of life, it doesn't happen, you know. It's just the lower realm, you can imagine how much. So anyway, but this time, something which is extremely rare, unbelievable rare, something unimaginable, it happened this time. So like, as I explained, you know, by Buddha and Sutta, that the you know, for this have met Buddha Dharma and have met, you know, virtuous friends revealing the path to enlightenment, and then, you know, having received, you know, the human, not only precious human Buddha, but perfect human Buddha. So the blind turtle comes up, the turtle coming up after each 100 eons, coming up, you see, from bottom of the ocean, coming up, you see. And then you see but eyes blind, you see. So the story that, as you remember, beginning of the Lambrim teachings mentioned that, so the golden ring is on the over the ocean, you see. If it's wood, it can stay, but if it's a golden ring, so it's extremely difficult to stay above the water. So, you know, if it's wooden or paper, it will stay on the top, you know, the wooden ring. So, so you see, then extremely difficult to stay on top of the water, you see. Then this blind turtle comes up after each 100 eons, and the eons or years, I'm not sure. Anyway, then it's blind. But not blind, can see. You know, there's possibility to see there, to get the neck, head, to go through the ring. But blind, so cannot see. No opportunity. So then the ring doesn't stay in one place. It's taken by wind, like waves, you know, always moves. So the blind turtle only comes very rarely after 800 eons or something. Then they go through the ring. It's just while it's moving, you know, by waves, and the neck to go through the ring. It's kind of like an impossible thing to happen. You see, I can't figure out. But it is so something extremely difficult. Something like almost like something impossible. Okay, like that. That example is given, you know, related to this what will happen this time for us. You know, not only the extremely rare precious human body, but a perfect human birth, qualified with 8 freedom, 10 richness, and then they have met with Dharma, and then the golden things they have met with Dharma. They have met a virtuous friend, revealing the path of enlightenment. Okay, so like something that is kind of impossible things for that, you know, happened this time, just happened. Oh, so that. Something impossible happened to us, you see. So, okay. So, yeah. So, So, therefore, you see, therefore, even doesn't practice Dharma this time. Even doesn't practice Dharma, that one is an unbelievable opportunity, all the options. Even doesn't practice Dharma, There's no greater foolish than this exists in the world. This is the most foolish, most ignorant, the greatest loss. Business people who lost million dollars, they commit suicide, you know, when they lose a few hundred thousand dollars or the million dollars or something, or they want to jump off the roof, you know, they want to go upstairs for their own house or roof, and you know, when they lose some million dollars or even the idea, not actually lost money, but even the idea, you know, you plan out. Business, you plan out, and then you didn't. You plan out and didn't. You plan out somehow, and then didn't happen. Oh, they're so upset. See? So anyway, the other actual loss or hyper, and then suicidal comes. See? So you go up the roof and to jump. Or to go to those high bridge and to go jump. Each city or country has one spot, one place, you know, where you can do that. For mountain, to jump one mountain, you know. Oh, I think Spain, Brazil. In Brazil, there's a Red Dictionary. Wretched. Australia. So, you know, there's a one, there's a large statue of Jesus, you know, on the mountain, in the Rio de Janeiro, you see. Large statue, huge, yeah, I don't know how many feet. Sorry, I could not tell. Then when you go there, when you drive up, you know, and then there's a kind of a, there's a, what you call, dark. You go in the mountain. Huh? You go to, you, yeah, what you call it? Turn the tunnel, you go to the tunnel. And then a little bit dark tunnel. So, I was told that many people come there and maybe accident or short, you know, suicide, some of that, you know. Or from the mountain, you know. So anyway, so there's nothing. This is nothing. That loss is nothing. Million dollar, billion dollar, it's nothing. Ah, it's nothing. It's a, that. So, not taking, while you have all the opportunities to practice Dharma, to achieve all the happiness. Not only the peace and happiness in day-to-day life, even though it's regarded so, so important. However, happiness, more important, happiness of all the future lives. Future lives, not just one. Happiness, all the future lives. If you think this life is most important, this life happiness is most important, if you're thinking today's happiness is most important, however, if you think, then no question, future life is not one, numberless. I mean, until you are free from samsara, you know, future life is not just one. I mean, so unimaginable. See, of course, that those happiness in all those lives, of course, is much more important, so much more important. This life is just about a few years, few months, few weeks, not sure, how many hours, not sure. Just very short. All the future life, you know, until the actualized path, you know, Four Noble Truth, you see, true path, wisdom directly perceiving this, you know, the five paths of deliberation, yeah. Then you achieve path of preparation path, rising path, the path of meditation, rising path, you see. Then directly sees the delusion, you see. So to enter in the path, you need a total renunciation, seeing the whole entire samsara is all nature of suffering. Desire realm, form realm, formless realm, all in nature of suffering. No attraction even, you can't find attraction even for 1 second. You can't find any attraction even for 1 second. So that, I can't find attraction to be inside the septic tank. You know, to live inside the septic tank. Can't find attraction for 1 second. You can't find attraction to be inside the fire. To live inside the fire, you see. 1 second. Or to, you know, negative body to sit down, to lay down on thorn bush. Negative body, you see. Without protection. So there's no attraction even for 1 second. For that. See, only nature of suffering, desire realm, form realm, formless realm, only nature of suffering. See, you can't find the attraction even for 1 second. So, and like that. So, not only the total renunciation to desire realm, but you need total renunciation to form realm. See, total renunciation to desire realm, full realization that it's only nature of suffering. Not that even the formless realm, you see all energy of suffering. Not that even the formless realm, the higher realm of samsara, even formless realm, where there's no suffering or pain, the suffering changes. So, of course, the aggregate is a pervasive compound of suffering, you know, caused by karma delusion and contaminated seed of delusion. So, energy of suffering. So, yeah. When the karma finishes, again, the reborn lower realms go against them, you see. So we have gone through these numberless times. We have gone through this through meditation. We're born samatha, you know, Shine, come abiding, start with that. We were born and formulated a number of times by having renunciation, by having total renunciation to desire realm, seeing that only nature was suffering. And then we were born a number of times, formulated realm, by having itching Shine, and then they looking, by having realized the form realm is only nature was suffering. And then you see attraction to the formless realm, so through meditation. We've gone through this number of times. Okay. So what I'm saying is that also need total renunciation to the even the formless realm and the, you know, including the very last one, tip of the samsara, you see, on seeing that all nature is suffering. So such a, you know, renunciation, something. Then you can enter a path, you see, a path for liberation, like that, you see.